This is the Taney County Commission, and just a quick announcement that we are in our preliminary study meeting and that portion reserved for public comment. We will get to public comment in just a few moments. Yes, Dan.
I don't think there's anything we can do about it. It's curious. Read the agreement.
Well, I can tell you what I'm going to do about it. I'm not going to vote for it when the time comes, in case you two are interested, until I know that it's legal.
That's why I pulled it out, sir. I wasn't ready to vote for it either. I'll take it back. No, I'll take it back. I turn it that way.
Do you have a post-it note?
That is...
That's not what I wanted to spend the money on. We can talk about it publicly.
Is this 4,000 or 40,000?
Four. It's only 4,000, wasn't the planning grant that Spencer came up here last week for? It was just a 4,000. It wasn't 40,000. 40,000 was something.
It was 49 or something like that. 4,900 or 4,000.
They just asked for four. That's all we put down there. It's not 40 though. I know we're agreed. It's not. That's all that's there. I don't know what that's for. Doesn't have any description, has nothing.
Why don't you have Angie see if she can find out for us? Would that be?
Yep.
Tell us what that's for, Angie.
What that's for, because there's nothing that tells me what it's for.
One of the election judges let me
run
and clarify.
Can you find that? I didn't check the code. What's the department number it's coming out of?
It's 103.
Is that the election? Danny, you remember the election budget? Is it Department 103?
I can't
remember. What is it? Yeah, I think that's elections. It's Department 103. It just doesn't say election judges.
I'm not sure that was two numbers that could be reversed on hers.
I thought maybe she was 104 and 103 is elections. The transfer, I haven't had a chance. This last week's a little bit busy, so I haven't had a chance to look at the transfer yet. Can I hold that still?
Is that from the Road and Bridge deal?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You want to hold that too?
Yeah, I want to hold it.
Okay.
And look at it.
We were a little preoccupied last week. So.
There was three that I had to hold there, and I didn't have a sticky.
Okay, I only saw, we had this Branson Arts Council, this transfer here.
Oh, I know what the other one was. Just what was in her folder. That's all right.
And on the minutes with the work session with the Army Corps of Engineers, I would think that we might want to add some description to exactly what. I mean, there are minutes here, but
I think
it really doesn't spell out what you all have been working on so long and what that's going to mean to the people of the county. I think that maybe we could elaborate on
this transfer.
I think
this,
we need to
we're not paying for this. Would you double check that? I didn't see any of the transfers in there.
Doesn't mention anything about the sale of the.
Is it? Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Which is very important.
Let's talk about that. I don't know if we have time today. Due to flooding, I think it was necessary. Guys, have you looked at the minutes that have come?
No, I'll be honest.
What I'd like you to do is take a look at the 26th and 27th, because I want to add some to the first.
I have...
Well, I have a couple of pages, and I've chatted with Donna to...
I have my pages done.
So Donna, what do you have? That,
what? Right, this, I was just going to let you know something. It's about BOA. You have 11 people pending, and we need to have your first meeting, which is mandatory. But we don't have any appointments set.
I mean, you can tell us, but then we're just going to have to post it to talk about it. And since you've told us, I'll write it down.
What it is about? Okay, we're going to. Who did? He did? Good. We're still not going to vote on it. At least I'm not voting for it. Transfer that I don't like.
No. I held it out. I haven't talked to Renee yet. So.
I'm not holding it.
Hold it out.
I've held two out. The other one was election judge.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, if we can take a break from what we're currently doing, which is reviewing minutes, et cetera, and step into that phase for public comment. Go ahead.
Okay. That's just something I'm going to add to this. You ahead and do the...
Would that be all right?
Yeah, let's jump into that. Yeah, but...
Morning, gentlemen. My name is Don Earhart. I live down Highway Y in fine county of Taney. And first thing I want to make as far as a comment is I wish this public comment would be moved and be included in the commissioner's meeting, because right now it's not a matter of record. It's not in the meeting. And I think that public comment should be in meeting. And it should be probably the first thing at 9 o'clock. I know this has been moved around from time to time, but I think it's a little bit off right now. We've always had it in, for the last few years, we've had it in as public comment in the commissioner's meeting. The next thing I want to talk about is the Taney County Sewer Department. I want to state, first of all, that there has been a sewer line put down Highway Y and finally connected to Forsyth Sewer Treatment Plant. And this is an ongoing thing right now. They're trying to get people to get their houses hooked up. And the pipeline has been built has been being built for the last 2 years in that area. Pipeline goes across my property. I want to inform you now that I'm going to be charging $100 a month to the county for the sewer that goes across my property in the pipeline. Now, you may think this is kind of a strange charge, but now Williams Pipeline and some more pipelines going across the country, they charge people for pumping sewer, or not pumping sewer, but pumping oil, pumping peanut butter, pumping a lot of different kinds of fluids through lines. And the county is not really a public utility. It's a sewer broker. You all take and you buy the sewer from the people in each house, and then you broker for the lowest price or highest price or one of the prices at Forsyth, Branson, or some other public utility, because the county is not a public utility. I feel like that this fluid, this sewage is going through your pipeline, and in the pipeline that was put across my property through eminent domain, because I didn't want the line across there and I didn't like the location of it. It goes right up the center of my property, about 5 acres long, up the center. I can't build anything on top of this. I can't cover it up. I can't do anything about the line because it's eminent domain. That means that the public decided it wanted to put a sewer line up through my property, and it did. I just wanted to inform you all that I'm going to be charging this amount. I think it's a fair amount. I think that it's something that is owed me because you're actually interrupting my lifestyle by putting your sewer line up through the center of my property. Gets back to, I guess, the Constitution in taking away with some of my rights. I don't like to charge the amount, but I feel like it's owed to me, and it's owed to other citizens that are in the same situation. I did not sign any agreement, any paper, to the effect that you all could run this sewer line across my property. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Don. Donna had signed to make comments, but her comments were going to be about BOE and that we need to set a time because there are people that are calling in. And I would like to, if possible, schedule that for our discussions on Thursday. Would that work for you, gentlemen?
Be fine with me.
BOE on Thursday, sir?
No. Just BOE discussion.
What we're going to need to do, Jillian, is to establish what day we're going to begin the process.
Yes, sir.
We also need to have further discussions about how we're going to do that.
We've got a window of time from 9:45 to 10, 15 minutes. Would that be enough on Thursday, you think?
For me, yes.
So it looks like on the schedule we have 9:45 open for Thursday.
Okay.
That's fine with me. I believe that we already had this discussion.
No, we need to set a beginning date for people to start coming.
Actually,
in.
Summer BOE beginning date.
Come to BOE.
Summer
the regular
BOE.
Summer BOE.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Gentlemen, just so you know, this is the log of all the calls that I've made based off what PACTEC said. So what I did was the date every day that, you know, during the flooding emergency, you know, and then the time, and then if I called or I received a call. So that's what I've got. That was going to attach to the minutes, if you want to look through that. But it's pretty generic. Not generic. It's specific enough to know what we're talking about.
My and when the time comes that we approve those individual days, that would work. What I've done is set forth some history of why we went into emergency session. I'll bring that down and share that with you all and then turn it in to the clerk's office. I was not going to include it with the minutes and yet just file it in her office.
Well, do you want to, here's the question, do you want this tied with this or do you want this separate?
Well, I think that it's a conversation that we need to have with the county clerk and what would best work. What Jim's done is just kept a log of his calls during this emergency time because we've been calling one another back and forth.
According to what
not regularly, but if we get a call from the Corps and says they're getting ready to jump water, Jim has been serving as the intermediary, if you will, the liaison. And then he notifies us, and then we in turn have been notifying individuals, and whether it be R&B or whether it be emergency personnel or the Sheriff's Department to get into neighborhoods and knock on doors. So we wanted to keep a log, basically, of what those calls were, and Jim has. And I have typed out some historical reasons why we did this, what led to it. I have that upstairs, and I'd just like to file that with you, Donna, later if we get a chance.
Do we want to enter it into the minutes?
That's what I want to talk with you about, is how do you prefer it. It's not really a set of minutes, but it is a record what we've done. And what we were advised by counsel was that if we make calls in an emergency situation, we need to make note of it for in case there's ever a question about it. It's really just a protection.
Instead of trying to enter each one on the day that it occurred, why don't we make one entry and like, give it a title and then list all the things that occurred so if somebody wants to go back and look and say, I know they did this on this day, we've got a record in there.
When we have a break, I'll share with you and what I have written as well, which sets forth what this is all about.
So this will be a separate record then?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. What the clerk
one
wants.
Record.
Okay, so
there's...
She will allude to it.
Sure. This is mine. It's over multiple days. I'm not sure how I did it.
Okay.
So you can see it. Mm-hmm. So it's broke down by day, and then the time stamp on my phone. Mm-hmm. And so if I called and I made a subject matter of if it was Jim, Ron called JS, or Danny called JS, or JS called Ron, and it gives you a subject matter of what we talked about.
Okay.
And then it's broke down by day, so like, this is the first day, and here's the start of the second day. And then Saturday, when he was at his wedding, I had to call him Saturday to let him know the Corps update then, so.
Okay.
But there's that.
So excellent.
Actually, it wasn't my wedding.
It was indirectly, though.
It was my son's wedding.
Ron, if I could, I heard you talking about dates for BOE. Statutorily, we do have a first date.
No, I know what the opening date is. We were going to talk about how soon we want to start taking appointments.
That's great.
And we're going to chat about that on Thursday, and I've set up, I think, 9:45.
Yes, 9:45, sir. We're going to have a little discussion about that.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Anything else for me?
Just for those who are listening, the Corps has called in another conference call, so I'm going to step out at 9 o'clock. So at 9, we think about 9:20, we'll give the flood update. I know it's on the agenda, but that's where I'll be, is just to get the last phone call from the Corps, the most recent information. But at 9:20, Chris and Jimmy should come back in and be able to do the full briefing like we had hoped he would.
I'm on the first set of minutes.
You wanted to add more on the this.
See what I'm saying?
Okay, let's just do that.
Yeah.
All right, I agree. So we're going to hold that one. That's what you guys are going to do. That. I won't be here for that. So you're going to hold this.
Certainly can.
And you can just vote on that way.
Or if we want to, I don't think we have time to do that this morning, but.
No.
I will draft something to add and bring it back if that's all right.
Yep.
Would you, on those on those minutes where we had a section of that that wasn't left out, do we want to have her rewrite those
on the core meeting? What we're talking about is when that time comes up, I'm going to ask that this be held. Well, we'll redraft.
Yeah, but I'm asking, do we want the clerk to redraft it, or do we want to redraft what was stated in the meeting that we feel was of great importance that was left out?
If you will allow me, I'll put together some verbiage and then run it by you guys at the next meeting. I think it would be important to include in there that there are a number of areas that are going to remain open, and that's because of actions of the county and an agreement with the Corps of Engineers.
How do you want to label this so you don't pay this either? For you guys, for accounts payable. You're going to hold the transfer here, and you're going to hold this one. How are you going to refer this to you guys? As this PO number, probably?
I want to... The holding on that one, I want to title on the top of it, whatever's wrote there at the top of
this
it.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we need to know the legality of that.
Okay.
You see the... Go ahead. I'm
sorry. I saw that. You can hold the transfer and hold that one, and those are all the numbers. But we're not doing this. I'll be out in the other room.
Yeah, but Jim, I want the number at the top of the.
Oh, you want the number too?
Yeah. That's what we usually hold so that there's not a check goes out.
On this one, you mean?
Yeah. Whatever the number is.
I guess it's a PO number. That's all I can see is not an invoice number. Be PO number for this budget.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I know how to list it.
There you go. That's the numbers. That's that number.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Jim, you're going to be here for the opening, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to check and see statutorily what these board members can be paid, right?
Yes.
Kelly, when you get a chance,
yes,
you make a note. I know this is, they've been doing this for a long time. Let me check the statutory of what these signatures are.
Yes, sir. Statutorily, sir.
Yes.
Did one of you, Jim, did you get an extra in your folder?
No, you got two. We both get two.
I mean, they're the same material. Is it for, Ron's got two, I guess? Or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also think when it comes time for discussion, we have that presentation today. That's something, while it's nice and it's packaged well, we need to have counsel review as well. Just a thought.
I wondered if it makes any sense. I've heard of the wrong statute. It's like, what's the name of this?
Have that letter?
Sir, upstairs on my desk. Or is that me to go get it? Well, you're not going to be in here.
We'll get it, right?
Okay.
By the way, this statute here that I printed doesn't apply to this. Just so, in case you want to know something about it. It just confuses me.
Well, that's easily done. Let's start, Angie.
We're still going.
We're still going.
Let's start formally then.